Good morning. This is Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and our program is For the Birds.
As we prepare today's Farm and Country segment on a cold winter morning, we're watching dozens of birds coming to our feeders. The most common of these is the dark-eyed junco. Although you may occasionally see dark-eyed juncos here in summer, in the fall, many, many more arrive to spend the winter. They've been nesting in the mountains or further north. To them, this is a great place to spend the winter. As you look around outside, watch for a small bird with a dark, sooty hood that covers its head and chest, a gray-brown back, and a white belly. However, the most attention-grabbing aspect of this shy junco is its tail. As the bird darts off, giving a sharp, twittering call, it flashes the white outer feathers of its tail. Dark-eyed juncos are neat, even flashy, medium-sized sparrows with rounded heads, short, stout bills, and those fairly long, conspicuous tails. They are one of the most abundant forest birds of North America, and you'll see them on woodland walks as they flit about forest floors, as well as in flocks at your feeder or on the ground beneath the feeders.
Juncos are actually a type of sparrow. This is evident when you see them feeding, standing on the ground, scratching around with their feet to expose fallen seeds or any late season insects. Many times they use both feet to scratch together, thus creating a simultaneous hopping and scratching action. When foraging, dark-eyed juncos typically hop rather than walk on the ground, pecking or scratching at the leaf litter, or they flit very low in underbrush, gleaning food from twigs and leaves. They sometimes fly up from the ground to catch insects from tree trunks. In flight, they flap continuously and pump their tails so the white outer tail feathers flash. Flight is very agile as the bird maneuvers through its tangled environs. You'll often hear their high chip notes, given almost absent-mindedly while foraging, or intensifying as they take short, low flights through cover.
Dark-eyed juncos are primarily seed eaters, with seeds of chickweed, buckwheat, lamb's quarters, sorrel, and the like making up about 75% of their year-round diet. At feeders, they seem to prefer millet over sunflower seeds. During the breeding season, dark-eyed juncos also eat insects including beetles, moths, butterflies, caterpillars, ants, wasps, and flies. Attract them to your feeders with cracked corn, millet, or other bird seed thrown on the ground under the feeding area.
Males and females look slightly different from each other. Males have a darker gray sooty hood that covers their heads and chest. Females are a lighter gray with brownish wings. Both have small pink bills and white bellies. The dark-eyed junco is one of the most common birds in North America and can be found across the entire continent from Alaska to Mexico, from California to New York. A recent estimate set the junco's total population at approximately 630 million individuals. During winter, they form fairly large flocks and may forage with other sparrows and bluebirds. In the summer, male juncos are very territorial, chasing off intruders in rapid flights accompanied by excited call notes. When males court females, they fan or flick open their wings and tail, hop up and down, and pick up pieces of nest material or moss. Females seem to prefer males that show more white in the tail. We hope that you'll enjoy watching these lively little winter visitors under your feeders this winter.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's segment. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future programs, you can email us at forthebirds@farmandcountry.org. This has been Pat and Jim Sanders of the Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon Society, and we're For the Birds.